proclamation number 4639 dated the May 14th, 1949. There shall not be left one stone upon another, single quote great adversity. A time will come when everything that was laboriously acquired and built up shall be lost. A time will come when people will realize that everything which was intended to provide them with physical prosperity is worthless and they will be completely destitute, because they lack spiritual wealth whose possession lets people get over the loss of earthly goods. I constantly draw your attention to this time, for it will come to pass as it is proclaimed in word and scripture, not one stone will be left upon another. The fact that such a dreadful work of destruction shall take place as an act of God might sound incomprehensible to worldly-minded people. Nevertheless, it is inevitable. Firstly, because it is intended to have an educational purpose, and then it is also designated in the eternal plan of salvation to enable the spiritual substances at a lower stage of development to attain other forms. It is necessary for people to be extraordinarily severely affected, for they pay almost no attention to their spiritual development anymore and shall be given final encouragements, although they can also ignore them if they are unwilling to change and to ascend. They can only be treated even more harshly, for they are no longer open to gentle admonitions, and everything which hitherto is inflicted upon humanity for this purpose remains unsuccessful. However, the forthcoming time will involve a drastic change, so that people's thoughts will automatically turn to the meaning and purpose of earthly life, and nevertheless cause a change in a few people, which will be truly beneficial for them. The adversity will be so severe that it will awaken the willingness to help in those who still have a spark of love in their heart, and this spark will find nourishment and grow into a flame, for anyone who only wants to help will also actively help and ease his neighbor's difficult fate, because he knows himself how much distress every individual person's fate is causing. And those who are willing to help will also be helped by me. They will receive help as a sign of a higher power where no way out can be found anymore, which lovingly draws up close to people to reveal itself to them. For earthly help often seems impossible, but that which is impossible for people can still be accomplished by me, and thus even the greatest adversity is not hopeless, because nothing is impossible for me. And thus the love which is given to one's neighbor will bring forth good fruit. It will gain my love, and this signifies help and grace and an exceptional flow of strength, on account of which my own need not lose heart, for they will not feel the adversity so much, because they will be full of strength and always have me by their side as a helper who, for the sake of their faith, will work evidently in order to still gain a few before the end who are weak in faith but nevertheless of good will. They will receive strength and survive that time of need without damage to their soul. My own, however, will be protected by me and can anticipate this time without worry, for it will not last long. Amen.